Back now with Day to Day. As the saying goes about New York City, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. A few of them, more than a few of them, they aren't true. That's because they were made up by my guest, Lee Israel. Lee is the author of the new memoir, Can You Ever Forgive Me? In it, she details a period of her life as a literary forger. She faked letters from famous dead celebrities, Noel Coward, Dorothy Parker, Lillian Hellman, and then sold them to dealers. Lee Israel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. They're dead. They had to be dead.
Yeah, because otherwise they'd say, I didn't write that.
I would have heard.
All right, well, let's get a little background on you first. For a while, you were doing okay. You were a successful biographer. One of your books was on Tallulah Bankhead. And what happened? What drove you to forging letters?
There were three books, all of them well-received. I did Tallulah. I did Dorothy Kilgallen. And finally, a book about Estee Lauder. The third was not so successful, and that began my downward tumble.
Your downward tumble. So you actually did this because you didn't have a lot of money, right?
I did this to survive.
Yeah. So how did you come up with this idea?
It happened incrementally, like most evil things do. I needed the dome. I was in a lot of trouble. The proximate need for money had to do with my sick cat. I went to the library and was given a bunch of letters, which I should not have been given in a non-secure area. I needed to come up with $40 to get my kitty's Doris's test back. And I took a couple of Fanny Bryce letters, slipped them in my sneakers, and sold them to a place called Argosy on the east side of New York City.
So these were actual letters that you
these
sold?
These were actual letters from Fanny Bryce. I got about $40 a piece for them. And for the first time in a long time, I had some jingle in my jeans.
So how did you go from stealing to actually forging letters?
Some of the autograph dealers told me that they would pay more for better content. So there was a big white space at the bottom of a letter after yours truly, Fanny Bryce. I got an old typewriter and I wrote a couple of hot sentences that improved the letter and elevated the price.
And then you moved on. You moved on to Louise Brooks.
Yeah, well, it wasn't moving on. I stopped stealing. I used what talent I had and what voice I had to duplicate the voice and the letters of some very famous people.
Can you read a little bit?
Well, I can read a Dorothy Parker.
Okay, read a Dorothy
Parker.
That'd be great.
This one is Dateline Thanksgiving from Dorothy Parker. It says, Dear Joshua, Alan told me to write and apologize, so I'm doing that now while he dresses for our turkey dinner with the boys across the road. I have a hangover that is a real museum piece. I'm sure that I must have said something terrible. To save me this kind of exertion in the future, I am thinking of having little letters run off saying, Can you ever forgive me, Dorothy? Can you ever forgive me, Dorothy?
So when you would sell these letters to the dealer, what would the dealer say to you?
Thank you.
Just that. They wouldn't question the authenticity,
no.
That's it?
Well, okay. The dealers were spectacularly incurious. I was never asked. I had a whole cock and bull story made up about the cousin who died and left me these wonderful letters. I never had to explain.
Eventually, you were caught.
Yeah.
How did you get caught?
Well, it was the Noel Coward, What Done Me In. The overhanging theme mostly was his sophistication and his homosexuality. So there were a lot of references to Dear Boys and Hey Boy and How Is Bernice and that sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is, and I don't think I gave it much thought, but somebody else did, Noel Coward came up in a very difficult period to be homosexual. It was a jailing offense. So it would have been very unlikely for Coward to have put all these kind of campy truths into any kind of correspondence that went out into the world. And somebody said, hey, I don't think so. And a couple of dealers talked to each other and told the other dealers, don't you dare sell those. They're toxic. They come from Lee Israel's well. And that was the end of my career as a forger.
And there was actually an FBI sting, right?
Yeah, there was a sting. Yes.
You can laugh about it now, but that
well,
sounds
pretty
serious.
I wasn't laughing then. I was really scared. It was awful. It was, it was the FBI showing me a badge of the sun outside of a fancy delicatessen. I had started to steal letters. After it was known that my letters were forgeries, I couldn't no longer sell. So this is when I think it gets bad. I mean evil. I mean, you know, bad. Hold your ears if you can't stand it. I went to very prestigious archives, and I would duplicate the letter. I'd go back to the library, and I'd switch. And then I'd have a real letter from usually a very well-known writer, and a friend of mine would sell the letters.
So 400 of these letters you wrote, how many of them were actually tracked down? How many of them were used for serious scholarship and actually made it into
The Noel Coward collection, the editor of that was fooled and used actually three letters of mine in the collected letters of Noel Coward. One of them was almost the 11 o'clock number. I mean, he was obviously very amused by the letter, and it was very good Coward. It was better Coward than Coward. I mean, Coward didn't have to be Coward. I had to be Coward and a half. So it was witty and it was fun, and he was taken in, and the book was published with my letters. The paperback will be issued without my letters.
And did you ever think, this is just wrong, I can't do this anymore, I can't deceive people anymore, I just can't bear
yes,
this.
Yes, yes. As soon as the FBI showed up.
As soon as you were caught, in other words.
As soon as I was caught.
So you didn't think you were doing anything wrong?
Oh, I knew I was doing something wrong. I'm not a sociopath. Of course I knew. But I also knew that I had no choice, it seemed to me.
Well, you know, I want to ask the obvious question, but I think it needs to be asked. How do we know you're telling the truth in this memoir?
It was thoroughly, thoroughly vetted. You can check it. You can see it. You couldn't make this up.
Have you received any criticism at all from the literary dealers that you...
They're not happy.
No.
They're not happy. But it has come to my attention that some of the letters are now on the market as Lee Israel's forgeries. And they're being sold qua forgeries. Nobody's deceiving anyone, but my work has received some attention and marvelous reviews, and people have liked the letters, and so they're saleable, apparently.
Lee Israel is the author of the book Can You Ever Forgive Me? Memoirs of a Literary Forger. Lee Israel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It appears they can't forgive her. Want to read some of Lee Israel's forged letters? Just go to our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a wholly authentic production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
Really? I'm Alex Chadwick.